Blog Talk Radio.
For the man and woman of God with us tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, I am convinced, Elder Kevin Bob here, I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet, I don't care what your religion is, what your background is, what your race is, everybody needs prayer. So we got to pray for everybody today. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tweet out, fax out, email, whatever you guys need, text out the number, 347-843-4559. I know at least one person in your family needs prayer. I know that for a fact. I don't even have to know who you are. Thank the Lord for that. But say amen. The number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number. I do want to also recognize if anybody does need prayer, please hit star one on your phone as well. Anybody online tonight, hit star one on your phone. That will put you in queue if you do request a special prayer, because we do have to be sensitive to really what is going on today through prayer and the power of prayer. So we thank you so much for joining us. Also, too, I'll be reading the entire chapter of Psalms 93, 1 through 5, ladies and gentlemen, coming up shortly here as well. And we just thank you so much for being with us today. But let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise. So if you can hear me now or later, that means you're alive and well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And we trust that you had a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to continue that day in prayer. Let's go to the words, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 93, verses 1 through 5. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Amen. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art of everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Amen to that. Yea, the waters, than the waters, mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Amen. That's the reading of his word, Psalms 93. I recommend you read it as well when you get time again. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Kinshaw. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Bishop, thank you again for being with us tonight. Bishop, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his case and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever to all generations. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all you're doing, and God, we give you glory and honor. Lord, we thank you that you paid the ultimate price on Calvary, Lord. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. In the chastisement of our peace was on him, but with your stripes we are healed. I thank you, God, that you've healed tonight, God. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you, Lord, that you are delivering those that are sick and those that are afflicted tonight. Father God, we intercede tonight on their behalf, and we touch and agree because your words say we're two or three touching and agreeing and asking anything in your name that you would do it, God. And God, I thank you, God, that you are in the midst tonight. And Father God, I thank you as you heal that individual that has been taught by COVID-19, that you deliver their soul, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God, as you heal their body and strengthen their bodies and let the organs work normally, properly. And Father, we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk according to your word tonight, we decree and declare it is already done according to your word. God, your word says, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, boy, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper It will prosper. It will manifest itself. And Father, we give you praise tonight, God, as you're healing that individual, God. We thank you tonight, God. You are delivering them in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even think or ask. Father, we thank you tonight. It is already done, God. We give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're healing that individual that have cancer tonight. You're drying that spirit up, God. You're drying it up even now, Father God, and you're strengthening them moment by moment. You're strengthening their bodies, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for your goodness, and we magnify you for your awesomeness. God, we give you glory and honor tonight, God. We magnify you, God, because now unto him who's able. Now, right now, it is already done according to your word, God. We thank you tonight, God, and we give you praise for it tonight. We thank you, God, that you're releasing your power and your anointing in the earth realm, God, and you're healing those that are sick. Father, you are delivering them out of the hand of the clutches of the enemy. Even now, now we know your words say, God, the thief coming but to steal, to kill, but your words say you have come that we may have life and life more abundant. We speak abundant life in the lives of people tonight, God. We speak abundant life, God, that there's no sickness and no disease shall be able to overcome us, God. We speak the life, God. We are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. God, we speak life tonight, God, that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you for it tonight. It's already done. We thank you tonight and we decree and declare, God, your miracles, your manifestation of your word is already taking place. We thank you, God. You say to God, now it is already done, God. We give you thanks for it tonight, God. We glorify you because your words say, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you, God. And we speak your word. We decree and declare, God, that you're saving those to the utmost, God. You're saving that backslider, God. You're saving that man, that woman, that child, that individual tonight that not don't even know you, God. They're coming, surrendering their lives to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're delivering them from that addiction. You're delivering them from that habit tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you, God, for their salvation, God. We thank you, God, for them surrendering to your will tonight, God. We give you glory to it. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for every open door that you are opening in the lives of people. Even now, you're manifesting miracles. Even now, God, you're making ways out of no way, God. We thank you as you give us wisdom in this season that we live in. Give us knowledge and understanding of your word, God, that we can abide in your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight and we glorify, be glorified, God, be glorified in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, as you test some family tonight, you remember the Remy families, God, pray, God. We pray tonight that you continue to strengthen them, you be with them, and let them know, God, that you are still God, that you have all power, you have all authority and all ability, God. You're able to now to give comfort to them, God, and God, that they have not lost hope, God, because you are what they need. You are, God, their provider. You are their way maker. You are their mother or their father in this time, God, that they have lost a loved one. Father, we give you praise, God, and tonight, God, as you continue to bless their families, you continue to bless their loved ones. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life over individuals tonight that's in the hospital. We speak life and not death, God. We speak life. We speak deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have delivered them out of the hands of the clutches of the enemy. Even now, God, they'll begin to breathe on their own, God. You're giving them strength like no other, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for that mother tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, as you move upon her life, God, as you strengthen her, as you encourage her. Father God, we thank you tonight, God. We We give you glory tonight. We magnify you because, God, you're opening so many doors even now, God, even during this pandemic. God, you're making ways. You're providing, God. Let us be available to the thing that you're making available to us, God, that we'll walk in that open door, that we'll speak your word and we'll decree and we'll call those things to be not as though they already are. God, we speak life to somebody that God is about to give up tonight. We speak hope, God, for that man that's about to throw up the hand. Father, we speak joy and peace that God, that person that feel like they don't have any joy and all the hope is gone. Father, we speak to their lives tonight, God, and touch them, God. Move on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Let them know, God, that you are the same God today that you was yesterday. Now you have all power in your hands. We give you praise for it tonight. We pray for those that's in leadership tonight, God. We pray for the government, God, the president, God. We pray for our nation. And Father God, we pray especially for the body of Christ as you bind us together in unity and love, God. As you're breaking every spirit of prejudice, as you're breaking every spirit of unforgiveness, as you're breaking every spirit, oh God, of hatred and jealousy. Father, we thank you tonight, God. You're cleaning up hearts, God. You're renewing minds, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We praise you for it, God. We thank you, God, that we pray for those that were sick, and you have delivered them. You have healed them. You have brought, given them another chance. You've given them another opportunity. Father, we pray for that mother tonight, God, that's in the nursing home. We pray, God, that you heal them. Holy God, Father God, we pray, God, the Lord, let them know that you're still the same God, God, before they got in the nursing home. Father, you brought them this forth, God, that you are able to take them the rest of the way, God, and we give you glory for it. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen them, God. Give them hope. Give them faith, God. God, we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Now unto him who's able. Now the something of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, we speak life tonight, life, abundant life. We speak life in the young people tonight. We speak life in that young man tonight, God. We speak life in that daughter tonight, that son tonight, God. We speak life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the miracle, God, that you're turning things around. You're turning it around, God. You're turning it around now, even now. You're giving them deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. You're giving them hope, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're going to allow their dreams to come to pass. God, these to come to pass. And Father, we thank you for it tonight. Lord, we thank you for step by step, God, that you're moving step by step, God, and we give you glory for it tonight. We see the outcome already, God. You already know the beginning from the end. God, God, in the name of Jesus, you see the beginning as the end, and you see the ending as the beginning. Father, we know that you are able, and Father, we trust you as never before, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We speak with the power and the authority that you have placed on the inside of us. You said after that Holy Ghost come, we shall have power. We shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. God, we give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. You watched over your word to perform it tonight, and God, we praise you for it. We praise you for every pastor tonight, God. We pray for you, God, and you strengthen them. You encourage them. God, look on their congregation. Father God, we ask you to strengthen them, God. Strengthen them. Encourage their hearts, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, you've opened so many doors already, God. You've made so much provision already, God. Let us walk in the provision that you have made available, God. Let us walk through those doors that you have made available, God. We give you glory. God, you said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Father, we are going to walk in the things that you've called us to do. We're going to speak life and not death, God. We're going to speak hope and not give it up, God. We thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. Oh, God, we pray for that daughter, God. We pray for that child that's in school tonight, God. We pray for those families, God. We pray for those mothers, God. Oh, God, we thank you as you wake away, God. We send over. God, we thank you for financial blessing, God. We thank you. I speak light tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak light to that family tonight, God. I speak light. You was wounded for our chain, God. You paid the ultimate price. And God, you have not lost any power. You have not lost any authority or ability. You have the same power, God. And there's healing in the blood. There's healing in your name. And there's deliverance. Father, we give you praise for it. God, we pray for that in person that's incarcerated on tonight. That individual has been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly. Father, we know that you are all-knowing and you're the only one can bring justice, God, in an unjustly world, God. Father, we give you thanks, and God, we praise you, we magnify you. God, we strengthen us, God. Let us learn from the things that we're going through, God. Let us learn and let us be overcomers, God. Let us not be complainers, but let us be overcomers. God, we thank you. Lord, your word says in everything, let us learn to give you thanks. Father, we give you thanks, God, for the good times, the bad times. God, we thank you for the ups and the downs. And Father, we thank you, God. The word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Father, we thank you, God. We give you glory. God, the best is yet to come, and we give you thanks for it. We thank you, God, each and every step we make, God. We're getting closer to our journey to you. We're getting a closer walk with you. And Father, we thank you for favor, God. You're placed upon our lives. Favor in the city. Favor in the community. Favor in everywhere we go. God, we thank you, God. Favor, because your word said we got favor with you, we'll have favor with man. And Father, we thank you for favor like never before, God. We thank you for blessings like never before. We give you praise like opportunity is coming already, God. And we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for the body of Christ that you still can strengthen us, God. Continue to remain, God. Strengthen those that remain, God. Look on those that have lost their pastor during this time of relief. God, that I know the body of Christ might be praying for, God, not understanding a lot of things, but I know you are all-knowing. And God, you know why everything takes place. And God, we thank you. The words say all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to your purpose. And God, if it's working together for our good, God, we will be patient and we will wait on you, God. We will give you thanks in the middle of the trials and trouble. God, we will give you praise and we will give you glory, God. And we praise you for all your many blessings, God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our son, our daughters, God. We thank you for our loved ones. Father, we pray for families all over this world. We pray as you unite families back closer together, those that have been broken apart, those that have been torn apart, those that have not spoke to each other for years, God. I thank you, Jesus, as you open up that door, God, that they will reunite with one another. You will give them a new relationship with one another, God. And God, we thank you as you heal the brokenness and heal the hurt hearts, God, and remind them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise. I thank you, God, for a new outlook, God. I thank you. It's already happening in their lives. I give you praise, God, for the phone calls and the letters, God, are taking place. God, I give you praise and give you honor, God. It's already my call. Rafia, Amo Sake, Bo Randa, Bakaday. God, I thank God, we'll see you. I give you thanks and honor, Almighty God, for your mighty works. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. I bless your name for your goodness. I thank you for your eternal word. Your word is a consuming fire, God. It will burn up everything not like you, God. Reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work of the enemy. And Father, we pray for our young men, God. Oh, we pray, God, as you protect them, God. There's so many murders going on, God, in Florida. There's all over this world. So many murders, so many lives are being taken, and nobody knows what's going on. But you are all knowing. There is no secret that you don't know about. There's nothing that takes place that is hidden out of your eyesight. But, Father, we thank you. As you reveal that, uncover, God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. As you comfort that parent tonight, God, as you comfort that loved one tonight. And Father, we give you thanks and we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for a new beginning in their lives. I thank you for a new beginning, a new start, a new fresh old, a new beginning, a new journey. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, and we will bless your name. We will bless your name at all times, and the praise shall continually be in our mouth. And Father, we give you thanks tonight. I pray especially for families tonight. God, I pray for loved ones tonight. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, for families, husband and wife, and children and mothers and father. Father, I pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are sick, those that I know by name, and those that I don't know. God, I pray for a prophet, Samuel Williams. God, I pray, God, because that's the name of God. You have used him so many times, God. God, do some. We need favor on his behalf tonight, God. We need favor on his behalf. God, miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. He has spoke miracles in so many lives that have come to pass because of your word. God, we thank you for your miracles taking place in his life tonight. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are sick in the name of Jesus. You heal them. I pray and I give you glory. I call those things to be not as though they already are. I pray for churches all over this world. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, keep us strong in your word. Keep us on your perfect will. And I thank you. I praise you and I adore you. Because you're the only one, God. I'm all shot. Oh, son, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for that person feel like there's nobody there for them, that nobody understands, God. But, God, we know that you know, and you're able to reveal. And, God, we thank you, and I give you praise. It is so, God. It is so, and it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe on the network, it's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, just prayed for you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet, families, our neighbors, our loved ones. We just thank God for the man of God tonight. I want to turn this back over now to Dr. Crenshaw. I would like to hear from God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin, and thank God for the prayer comes from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. As Bishop begin to pray for favor, praise God. I want to encourage all of us that are listening tonight. As God grants us favor, we must also seek God for the pathway of favor. What is that pathway, God? That favor can be activated because we could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Praise the Lord. But God, help me to be in the right place at the right time so that the favor that's already upon my life may be activated. Think about it. Think about the man at the pool of Bethesda. He was there for 38 long years, but he waited. So sometimes it feels like nothing is happening. Praise God, we got to realize something is happening in God's timing, not in our timing, but in God's timing. That's why the Bible said, wait on the Lord. Just wait on him, praise God. Sometimes patience, praise God, is something hard for us to do. But I tell you, if we wait on God, praise God, our God will be right on time. That man waited for 38 long years, and he said, every time I get ready to get in the pool, somebody jumps in before me. But how many of you know, praise God, when it's your time, it is your time. Praise God, his favor is on your life. You must also seek God for the pathway of favor. What is the place of favor? Amen. I can't be in New York and favor that God has on my life is situated in California. Praise God. We need to be in the right place at the right time, connected to the right people. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. We must know that man waited and waited for 38 long years, but praise God, when his time came, he didn't have to do what everybody else did. Everybody else had to jump into the pool, and Jesus kept asking him, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? He didn't grab it. He couldn't get it. He didn't realize that all of that patience and waiting, that it was right now. Favor had come to his door, and it was his set time. But what Jesus was telling him, the man began to give an excuse. He said, well, you know, I would have been here a long time ago if I could have jumped in the water. But every time the angel come down, somebody jumps in there for me. How many of you realize, praise God, when it's your time in your season, Praise the Lord. You don't have to do what everybody else has done to get your miracle, to get your blessing. Jesus kept asking him, are you ready for your miracle? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be living? The Lord is saying the same thing to us tonight, but it's so important that we have sought the Lord in prayer. As we pray in this season and in this hour, that we seek God for the correct, absolute pathway that has been ordained by God for our lives. I don't want to be in the wrong place and the wrong time, particularly in a season like this. Praise God. The word of the Lord said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So we need to every day in this season ask God, Lord, order my steps, God. Order my steps. If you say go left, please, God, don't let me say, well, I want to go right because it's quicker. It's quicker for me to get there. It's a shorter path. The Lord may want us to have this longer path to teach us something. That man waited for 38 long years and he didn't move. But when his time came, Jesus told him to do one thing. He said, take off your bed, start walking. Just get up. Just get up. Be encouraged tonight that your latter is greater than your former. God has great things in store for all of us. Praise God's favor is stamped all over our lives. If we continue to obey him, seek him, and stay in the will of firm on the word of God, in spite of what it feels like or what it seems like, you're going to stand on the word. Praise God. And know if I seek God for the pathway of favor that is already upon my life, I won't miss it. I will walk right into my set time. Walk right into my set time to receive all of the blessing that God has stored up for you. So be encouraged tonight in the midst of all of this chaos that's going on. Our Redeemer yet liveth. And we ought to be encouraged. Praise God. We ought to be encouraged. We won't give up. We won't lose hope. And we will not fear. We bind, rebuke, and cast out every demon spirit of fear. Praise God. For God is sovereign. He is in control of our lives. And in him, the word of the Lord says, be moved, and we have our being. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you, Dr. Crenshaw. Hope you all picked it up, ladies and gentlemen. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Amen. And we must stick with God. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stick with Jesus. We've got to stick with the Holy Spirit. We've got to pray each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure I recognize those who are on the line. If you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. I'll give you a few seconds if you like to do that. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue and we'll bring you on for your prayer request, whether it's for yourself or for someone else. Feel free to do that. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight, just encouraging us and letting us know that the word of God is true. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of God is so true, so awesome, and it will stand forever. Please know that. If nothing else we take away tonight is that the word of God will stand forever. And we must be on the Lord's side. Amen, amen. Amen. As Bishop said earlier, we will bless the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. Each and every day that we have breath. So we thank God for Bishop in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll turn this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop Doc. Appreciate you.
Praise the Lord, all of heaven. God bless. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and that awesome word of encouragement tonight. Let us hold fast to that word. Don't give up on that word, but hold fast and look in expectation. In expectation, each and every moment, in expectation. We give God glory for that word tonight from Dr. Crenshaw. It is in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Keep holding on. We're praying. And we know prayer changes things. And things, people changes things. And we pray, and we continue to pray for one another. Keep loving, keep living. And God bless you. God can bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much for being with us tonight and sharing the marvelous word of the Lord tonight for encouragement. And ladies and gentlemen, Bishop always say, never give up, folks. Never give up on the word. We, for those who know the word, we never can give up on the word because truly it is life. And as we experience that even right now, it is life for all of us right now. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great Sunday evening. Some places around the globe, it's already Monday, so we bless God for another day, and we thank God for you this evening as well in the United States. We trust that you're going to have a great rest of the evening. Plus, I want you to have a powerful and productive week as well. As Bishop and Dr. said, keep praying for all those that are in our healthcare system. Please continue to do that. A lot going on there. Please just lift them up. Continue to support them as you can. But please pray for our healthcare system all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. And we just thank God for his mercy and grace as Bishop has prayed already. So we thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'm going to leave you with a song from John Key. He talks about new life, and God gives us new life each and every day through the power of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for that. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. God bless you.
If the Lord God has given you another chance, stand on your feet and give him some praise in here. Everybody, come on. Oh, what a change. Oh, yeah. Has come over me. Head on it. My life has detoured. Head on it. A life of misery. From darkness, you gave me light. Head on it. All the wrong in my life, you came and made it right. Oh,
Jesus.
The Lord has given us new life. A new life. against me, that's gonna amount to anything.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, new life. Great time to be with the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But new life, there's nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. We can thank God for new life. That's enough to praise Him right there. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out tonight. Thank you. Everyone, have a good evening. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. God bless you.